The Gemara in Brachas on Chaf Vav Amud Beis talks about Avram instituting Shacharis Yitzchak Mincha Yaakov Meirav. So Tosas in Brachas Chaf Vav Amud Beis, as well as Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Vayetze, talks about Vayetze Yaakov Meir Shava. Yaakov went to Haran, and then he had to go back to Har Moriah. Is it possible I passed by the place where my Avos Davened? So Vayifka Bamakom, it says he Davened Meirav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to leave, so Miyad Shaka Alav Achama. So the Kasha, as we see, the Yaakov davened Meir before sunset. Because after he davened, Miyad Shaka Alav Sahaka Yaakov davened Meir. So there Tosis points out that we see that Lachas are Rabbi Yehuda, that you could daven Meir after Prag HaMincha. So what's pshat in this Tosis? There's a beautiful Chasim Sofer. The Chasim Sofer in the Torah Moshe, he quotes a Magen Avram. And the Magen Avram writes, you know when this happened? Shabbos Haya. In other words, Yaakov got to Har Moriah on Erev Shabbos. He davened Meirev, and then he had to stay over. So since it happened on Shabbos, so we know there's a Minig Yisroel, many people don't rely, or less people don't, rely on davening Meir after Plag during the week. I don't know if they don't rely on it. They just usually don't because it's not usually an issue. But usually on an early Shabbos, that's the minute on Klal Yisrael in many circles, you have an early Shabbos and people daven Meir. So the Chasam Sofer wants to point out, it's even L'chadchila to daven, even if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you could L'chadchila daven Meir after Plag HaMincha. Why? Because and when we see Yaakov davened early, so he points out that what's the halacha? The halacha is that the karbanos is tamid shel shachar, mincha is tamid shel ben avayim, and the meirav is the hekter ivarim pidurim, the burn the limb. So the halacha is ola shabbat v'shabbat hol, that on Friday night, in other words, the Karbanas that you brought on Friday had to be finished by before Shabbos. Because only Ola Shabbos v'Shabbato, only the Shabbos ones are Docha Shabbos, but not the ones you brought yesterday. Twice the Yantav as well. So it must be, so therefore if Tfilas connected Karbanos, even if you hold Tfilas connected Karbanos, you could daven Meirav early. In fact, you should daven Meirav early, or at least L'chadchila you can, is because that's when they used to burn the Hekta Yivarim Upadarim. So that's the Psha, and that's what we find that Rav Soi Shoh Shabbos Be'erav Shabbos, the Gemara later on. So we see, that's what the Chasim Sofer points out, it's not a Raya for all week long, but Yaakov Davin, it was Erev Shabbos, and that's why he was able to daven Meirav early. So the Kasha on the Chasim Sofer is, it says, the next day, what did Yaakov do? Vayiven Mizbeach, he built a Mizbeach. We know, Ein Bonim Mizbeach. We know how to be Bona on Shabbos. Ein Bonim Beis HaMikdosh. In fact, the Meshech Chochma writes, he doesn't learn it with Shabbos. He says, that's why didn't Yaakov build a Mizbeach that night? Because we know there's no Binyan Beis HaMikdosh by Lailas. He was waiting during the day. But according to the Chasam Sofer, the Shabbos, so how could he build a Mizbeach on Shabbos? So it's a difficulty. So other Achronim want to point out that we're not talking about Shabbos. Shabbos sometimes, when we talk about Shabbos, it also means Yantif. And that's what the Dasik, based on the Dasik Kainim of Bali Tosfos, that he seems to imply that perhaps it was Yantif, maybe even the Yantif of Shavuos. But however, we're going to learn is a Midrashim implying that when Yaakov came, it wasn't Friday night, it was Erev Yantav. So he came on Erev Yantav, so still, Hadakasha Miduchta. So what? You can't bring Karbanos. Ola Shabbos v'Shabbato applies to Yantav also. I can't bring a Karban. I still have to burn Deivarim Pidarim early. So therefore, I could daven, you know, even though the minute Klal Yisrael isn't that way, but that's why even on Yantav, we say you could daven early. You have to pause on Mincha. So what about the issue of building a Beis HaMikdash, how does Yontif make it better? So Tosfos and Shabbos, the Gemara talks about in Shabbos that it's prohibited to make cheese on Shabbos. Because when you put the rennet into the milk and you make the cheese, so that's considered a binyan. It's called megabein. You're making cheese making. You're violating bona. So Tosfos asks, Bishrom on Shabbos you violate bona, but on Yontif we have a klal of ochel nefesh. So therefore you should be able to make cheese in order to eat it. I guess in the discussion, at what point in the process do we say you can make things? But the bottom line is, Tosis points out, on Yontif, you should be able to make cheese because there's no bona. Because mitok shehuta ba'ochol nefesh shehuta as well. So cheese itself is ochol nefesh, you should be able to make it. So Tosis asks, if you're allowed to make cheese, then if there's no problem with bona, so zotu you should be able to build a house. Mitok shehuta ochol nefesh shehuta shelo tzarich. So Tosis answers, Einachanami, it's mutter, but there's an issur drabanan to do it. So the Chasim Sofer asks, what are you talking about? We say you can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Yontif. If you're telling me it's mutter on Yontif, it's not really bona, so why can't I build the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif? So the Chasim Sofer answers, and over there, Tosfos, that no, the issue is we're worried about, it's true, ask the bona on Yontif might only be drabanan. But this also involves makabapat by cheese, by food aimed, there's not makabatish by ochlin. But by building, it's two bona might only be drabana, but makabapatish would be daraisa, and therefore that's why we can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. You can't do bona, on Yontif you can't do makabapatish. So the Shai is, and if it's on Yontif you can't build the Beis HaMikdash, how did Yaakov build the Mizbeach? That's what they will point out, because when you the heter mizbeach, you could build a mizbeach without building a whole Beis HaMikdash. The whole problem on Yontif isn't bona. The problem on Yontif is makom apatish. So when you build a mizbeach on Yontif, it'd be not building a full Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it's not a problem of bona. It would only in theory be a problem of makom apatish. You're not doing a complete binyan, so therefore it's mutter. But that's the pshat. So therefore that's the pshat in Yaakov Avinu, based on the Magen Aram, the Chasim Sofer, that explains to Minhag Yisrael, even those who wait for after Shkia, after Seitz, the Daven Ma'ariv regularly, but there are a lot more people during the summer who make early Shai. Why is Shabbos different? So based on this Chasim Sofer, because it was on Shabbos. And therefore, Yaakov did it, and we do it because the Karbonos are brought earlier from Friday, and Tfil Keneged Karbonos, and therefore even if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, perhaps on Friday night, maybe could be different, because that's when they brought the Pidorim, and then there's Okasha, how he did when you made some Mikdash, and then you could discuss whether it's Yontif or not, and then and bona, and then we say there's no makabapatish by food, but also no makabapatish by building mizbeach, and therefore that's what it says by yiva mizbeach. So that's the pshat. That's the beautiful Chasim Sofer explaining the psukim and giving us a yesod in why more people are makel to daven early on a Friday night.